Restoring old cars is a passion for many driveway mechanics, but in Cuba it's a necessity. Most cars there are at least 40 years old. The U.S. trade embargo makes it hard to get replacement parts unless a certain American happens to walk by. Dan MacArthur is a Vermont mechanic who traveled to Cuba earlier this year as part of a college history course. He decided to get some hands-on experience with Cuban culture, so he carried a bag with spark plugs, hoses, and brake pads, and offered ordinary people help with their aging automobiles.
Most of them were imported during the 30s, 40s, obviously none later than the 50s, and they really keep them there in much better condition than those same cars would be in this country because that's all the cars they have.
So you took spare parts to Cuba. How do you do this? I mean, you just don't throw parts of cars into your suitcase.
No, you know, it's mostly new stuff, new rubber things like fuel pump rebuild kits and wheel cylinder rebuild kits. So I just started last March walking down the street with a backpack full of parts. I had three criteria. The hood had to be open. Somebody had to be working on the engine under the hood, and that person had to be the owner of the car. So that was my method, and just say, hi, if you're the owner of this car, I have things for you for this car. And their eyes really light up. Not suspicious at all. You know, you might think that they would think that something was going to be required back from them, but they weren't like that at all. It was, we have this common interest, which is this automobile. It belongs to you, but I have parts for it. If you'd like them, I'm giving them to you, and let's see if we can make this car work for us here.
They didn't think you were selling magazines or anything.
I don't think they figured out pretty quickly that I wasn't asking much in return.
These cars must look really weird. Wouldn't they be hybrids by this point?
A lot of them are, and in fact, I developed a fourth criteria after a while down there. The motor had to be original. They have had to cob all kinds of things onto these motors to keep them running, mostly Soviet parts. So to get champion spark plugs, I don't know what an equivalent thing in this country would be. It's something that is just important and valuable to make something run properly and that they haven't had for 40 years.
Tell me about Cuban mechanics.
These guys are wonderful. I want to tell you about one particular Cuban mechanic, Jose. About 8 o'clock in the morning, Jose will go out on the street, which is his workshop. He doesn't own a jack. He doesn't own a ratchet wrench. But he unlocks the back of his old Chevy, and General Motors cars start to nose into the street. He'll sort of see them in the approximate order that they show up and find out what their problem is, and maybe he'll start working on it. It's very relaxed, but I saw him pull a transmission out of an early 50s Chevrolet, a three-speed, crawls in underneath the thing, and he has an assistant, and they lower the transmission. They pull it back on the pavement behind the car. They tear it completely to shreds and wash all the parts up with gasoline, fix whatever needs to be fixed, and then they shove the transmission back in underneath there and they pull it back up into place. And meanwhile, he's kind of negotiating with people, and yet he's not in a hurry. He's you know, he's very, very smart, and he knows his GM stuff, so it's great.
When are you going back?
I hope to go back this winter. I have a friend who has a 1954 Plymouth station wagon, and he's looking for some specific parts for that, a gear cluster for the transmission, as an example.
We're not going to get you into trouble by talking about this, are we?
I've been taking the things as personal donations. I think it's good to help these people out, and that's the least I feel I can do.
Dan MacArthur is a farmer and a mechanic in Brattleboro, Vermont.